This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You may know that Joy Reid from MSNBC has been caught, caught with a bunch of anti-gay slurs in some older blog posts. Now, apparently, Joy Reid, even though she's a liberal and she works for MSNBC, which is, you know, very far left, radical progressivism, they're supposed to love all gay people and love all trans people and love women and love African Americans. And Joy Reid is African American herself. But apparently, she had an issue with people being gay. You know, many years ago, I don't know if it was 6 years ago that these were found or what, how many years exactly it was. But then when these blog posts came up, Joy Reid goes, and she says that, oh, it wasn't me, that she was hacked. That hackers went back in time. Time-traveling hackers altered her blog post from 2008, or again, I don't recall what year it was, but let's just say it's 2008 for illustrative purposes. So time-traveling hackers went back in time and hacked her old blog post. She says, before she even became sort of a well-known journalist, even though I'm not that familiar with her except for this controversy. I've never seen her on TV before. Then again, I don't watch MSNBC. We do write about it, though. We have a new website called msnbc.news, which is news about MSNBC. In fact, Joy Reid's current little scandal is headlining that website right now. But getting back to Joy Reid, she then asserted that time-traveling hackers went back and hacked her blog in the past. And these blog posts used to appear on the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive. But as soon as they started appearing there, then Joy Reid's web team put in a restriction, an anti-spidering restriction on the robots.txt file, so that the Internet Archive removed all old or, you know, historical posts from Joy Reid. In fact, she had a lawyer send a letter to the Internet Archive at first to say that we demand that you remove the old blog posts because they were from hackers. Well, it turns out that these hackers happened to misspell the word feud in exactly the same way that Joy Reid consistently misspells the word feud. I think, now feud is a tricky word, but I believe it is spelled F-E-U-D. And I believe that she has always spelled it F-U-E-D. She reverses the U and the E. And I admit, it's a tricky word. You have to think about that one sometimes. And now, thanks to Joy Reid's typo, it's screwing with my head, too. Now I have to think about feud even more. It used to be just an easy word to spell. Now I actually have to consciously think. Thank you. Thank you, Joy Reid, for screwing up my spelling of the word feud. But anyway, so if you go back to these old anti-gay blog posts, they all misspell the word feud in the same way that Joy Reid does. So this leads to the idea that Joy Reid is being busted by a typo and that her time-traveling hacker theory has also been busted wide open. But it gets even more bizarre because apparently in order to try to push this whole time-traveling hacker narrative, Joy Reid had her team contact the FBI, asking them to investigate who hacked, which time-traveling hackers went back to 2008, or whatever year it was, and not only did they hack her blog post to say anti-gay things, they even copied her misspelling of the word feud. I mean, you talk about clever. These time-traveling hackers, they really have it going. Not only can they bend the laws of time and space, they can also copy your typos to make the old hacked blog post look 100% authentic. That's amazing. Time-traveling hackers, these are some cool dudes. I can think of several uses for time-traveling hackers. Go back in time and maybe they should hack Bill Gates back at the dawn of Windows and to halt the rise of, you know, the worst operating system in the world. But regardless of that tangent, so here's the thing. So she goes to the FBI. and says these time-traveling hackers went back in time and said all these nasty things about gay people and attributed it to me. But she didn't discover this, of course, until somebody else found it out many years later. Well, it turns out that filing a false complaint or a false report with the FBI is, in fact, a felony crime. Go figure. Go figure! Because, of course, Michael Flynn from the Trump administration has been, you know, indicted for lying to the government. And don't forget, Martha Stewart did, I believe, a year in prison for lying to the government. Now, when Hillary Clinton lies to the government, nothing bad ever happens to her, of course. She lies all the time. Or when James Comey lies all the time, it's like, he says that, oh, he didn't leak classified information to the press. He simply shared, he encouraged a friend to share something that he communicated in an FBI document that was classified. That's not a leak, he says. That's just sharing. Oh, so when James Comey lies, everything's fine. When Rod Rosenstein lies, everything's fine. When Andrew McCabe lies, no problem. So maybe Joy Reid thinks that she's got liberal immunity, which we would call, of course, liberal privilege. So you can lie with impunity. Bill Clinton lied all the time, right? Always constantly lied about not raping women and not sexually assaulting women, even though he was repeatedly. So he was lying, but he had liberal immunity or liberal privilege. And Joy Reid's got that same liberal privilege. But it turns out that she could face criminal charges from the FBI. So think about it. Think about it. Instead of just saying, oh, she's sorry, she said some nasty things about gay people 8 years ago, but she doesn't feel that way anymore. She was drunk. Or, oh, here's my favorite liberal excuse. That's not really me. You know, that's, and she put out a tweet, is like, I really honestly don't feel like I could have said those things. Well, you did, honey. And you should have just owned up to it and just apologized, and it would have been a non-story. Now it's an FBI investigation. I mean, think about the escalation of this thing. Now we're invoking time-traveling hackers. It's like a scene right out of the movie Terminator that went back in time to kill John Connor and hack Joy Reid's blog account. Reese, protect me from the Terminator and Joy Reid's typo hackers, time-traveling typo hackers. Who built the T-1000? Or was it the T-800? I don't know. I'm not a Terminator geek, sorry. So now it's ballooned into this huge thing. And yet the left excuses Joy Reid. They keep excusing her. They keep giving her a pass. Why? Because she's a liberal. So this whole standard of anybody who says bad things about gay people is a bad person and needs to be fired and needs to be censored and needs to be shamed. Oh, this doesn't apply to Joy Reid because she's a black journalist at MSNBC. Wow. So the hypocrisy is coming out. That's why I hope this thing continues. I hope that Joy Reid will invoke not just time-traveling hackers who honor her typos, but maybe quantum computing aliens from the future who have been transported to the present to try to embarrass her with Russian blog posts. Yeah, it's quantum computing, time-traveling Russians from the future who are coming back to haunt Joy Reid. That's it. It's the Russians. I mean, these people are insane. Here, let me just wrap this up by saying, look, you can go back into all my blog posts and all my articles. You're never going to find me trashing people for being gay because I'm a libertarian on that kind of stuff. You want to be gay? Go ahead. Just be gay. Just that's who you are. It doesn't bother me. You can be gay. You can be straight. You can cross-dress, whatever. I don't make fun of people for being gay. I know gay people. I know gay couples. And they're cool people, intelligent, very intelligent people. Nothing wrong with being gay if that's your lifestyle, as far as I'm concerned. This is a libertarian thing. It's not my place to tell you how to live your life. Now, I'm not down with all this transgender propaganda stuff. They're trying to push kids into becoming transgenders, and they're trying to do all this transgender surgery on children, which is a form of child abuse. I'm not down with that. But just people being gay, that's their own business, as far as I'm concerned. So, but Joy Reid, apparently she had a real problem with people being gay. And now she's trying to cover it up. So not only is she a homophobic, gay slanderer, she's a liar. She's a liar. Oh, and a self-induced conspiracy theorist with time-traveling Russian hacking. Typo masters. It's insane. Anyway, Mike Adams here. Listen to more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com if you dare. You can also... Let's see what you can see my podcast. I've got a new video podcast site, counterthink.com. Check it out. Thanks for listening. And read MSNBC.news if you want to follow more on this topic. Thanks. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.